and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Brian Thompson, and my special guest today is Lori Todd with Choice Realty and Management. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So right before the break, we were talking about what you should do, you know, listing your home in the wintertime and how it's a little different than listing in the summer. So
it is. You know, inventory is always down during the winter months. Sometimes people take their homes off the market. If they haven't sold by the time it gets to the holidays, they just say, let's just pull it for the holidays. We'll stay put. We'll relist it in the wintertime, you know, in the springtime going forward. I usually, when I'm working with sellers, I try to get them to prep a little early. So in January, I've actually been busy working with all of the clients that I know plan to sell their home this spring.
Right.
I want them to get a jump on things. Mm-hmm. One, there's, because inventory is down, there's less competition. There's a lot of buyers out there right now that are looking. I mean, you know, and I have talked about our inventory. We have buyers that can't find something. It's because there's a lack of inventory.
Frustrated buyers.
Exactly. So those, that's a perfect opportunity for a seller who may want to sell and think about March, April, May. They need to be thinking February, you know, at this point, looking forward to get a jump on the competition and to know, okay, you know what, there's buyers out there right now. Let's go ahead and get on the market and probably end up selling quicker in that early first quarter than the second or third quarter.
Well, sometimes you have to ask the seller then too. This is a question I always ask my sellers. What if we sold your house in the first week or first 30 days? What's our plan? I mean, if they're moving away, it's not such a big deal. But if they're staying local, they may not be able to find what they want.
The plan is a rental home.
A rental, yes.
That's a short time. You know what? And I tell people that all the time. I say, you know what? You may have to move twice, but if you can sell your home at a higher dollar in a shorter amount of time, that's pretty much the goal, I think, of most people. So if you have to do a temporary rental, that's always an option. When you're considering, okay, am I going to list now? And what if I do sell in a very short time? Or wait till later when there is more competition, which may also affect the showings because buyers have more to choose from. They may sit on the market 6 or 8 months. They may have passed that perfect opportunity of selling.
Sometimes the inconvenience on the front side is worth the reward on the back side.
It is.
You know, I mean,
it can be.
And one, the goal is to get your house sold. So selling it faster for more money is usually the better option. And
I think so anyway. And that is actually one of the questions I ask my seller too is, you know, we need to plan ahead. But at the same time, if we're putting the house on the market, I'm pretty sure the goal is to sell the house.
You wonder sometimes.
That seems to be the case. You know, looking at the inventory last year, we are 11% down from the inventory that we saw. So that gives people an idea of, you know what, there's just less on the market. There's less to choose from. It's a perfect opportunity right now for competition.
And I even think if you look from 14 to 13, we probably were less, we were short in inventory then too. I think we've had a kind of an inventory shortage for the past couple of years.
Yes, I think so. And with that, we are seeing pricing headed up. We are seeing days on market shorten. So, you know, it I think still is somewhat a buyer's and seller's market. I mean, it kind of teeters back and forth a little bit, but we're definitely seeing that lower inventory is definitely causing a seller's marketplace, whether it's January or July.
Well, and sometimes that what frustrates the buyers is good for the seller sometimes when you have multiple offers. Everyone loves that idea of, you know, we're going to have a bidding war, but that's not necessarily the best outcome.
It isn't always the best outcome. And you know what I've experienced, because people always think, you know, oh, that sounds great. I really don't like that situation because I always feel like someone loses out. And then someone's disappointed. And I hate to see that emotion that comes with that. At the same time, some people who don't want to be in competition will just walk away. If they feel like, oh, well, there's another offer on the table, I'm just walking away, and they give up. Well, what if that other offer wasn't really good? The people who walked away probably would have been able to have that transaction take place, but they gave up. So sometimes that's not always a good scenario, even though it sounds fabulous.
Well, and for the seller, they have the risk of both buyers or three buyers, however many people are involved, walking away, and then the seller ends up with nothing.
Exactly.
Which is which is really frustrating. So is there a certain price range? I know, you know, that's really hot.
You know, and I think it is a little bit all over different locations, mm-hmm. I suppose I should say. Our average pricing is around like the 178, mm-hmm. 178,000 range, I think, is what our median price is at this point.
Right.
In 2015, we actually saw a lot of homes that sold between 100 and 150. Mm-hmm. And then we actually just went down at, you know, the 150 to 200 range tends to be the more popular. I think that's the most affordable.
Right.
Maybe for the square footage. Mm-hmm. I know in different locations. You know, we talk about location, location, location. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It is.
Whether you're on the east side or Ellettsville or south of town, mm-hmm. square footage and dollar per square foot mm-hmm. really does make a difference. So that is something that sellers as well as buyers need to consider when they're working with their realtor. Mm-hmm. You know, we can look at online, we can mm-hmm. look at different websites and mm-hmm. see what values are. But at the end of the day, the realtor is the one that has the resources. We are the ones that can do the analysis of the local mm-hmm. market and to decide, you know, what's the best listing price.
Right.
And it does matter mm-hmm. whether it's how much inventory is on the market. So mm-hmm. your $150,000 house in January, you know what? Depending on what the market does, it could go down to 145 or it could go up to 155. I mean, you just don't know that. And that's why people need to rely mm-hmm. on that realtor for advice.
Well, and also the realtor is the one that's going to know a lot more of the details about the house and why this one's better than this one or why this one sold more than this one. And I also think we know a lot more about the community, you know, so anything that's happening in the community, zoning ordinances and changes.
And jobs, you know, jobs affect housing, obviously. Mm-hmm. We know if someone is hiring, mm-hmm. we probably are going to know that little area may end up having a surge in house mm-hmm. needs because we have some people relocating into town.
Right.
We've seen that. It mm-hmm. happens.
Yeah. There's all kinds of those factors that you can't find necessarily online that you can get from your realtor. So,
right.
What other special things do we need to know about listing our house in the wintertime? What's your top three things?
Well, I go back to the heat, mm-hmm. And as the agent, mm-hmm. I have to catch myself sometimes where if I am cold, mm-hmm. I tend to rush my buyers,
right?
Because we are cold.
Yeah, it's warmer
in
the car.
The heat is my number one tip, right. Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Lighting, I think, is very important.
Right.
I think also, you know, I always say, if a home is nice in the wintertime, it's going to be wonderful in the summertime because of the beauty mm-hmm. of the summertime. Mm-hmm. Wintertime, you know, it's so blah.
Right.
Landscaping's cut back. Mm-hmm. Everything's brown and dead and just dormant. Mm-hmm. So I always think if you could focus on the beauty of the wintertime and show what it can be in the summertime, mm-hmm. then people do appreciate
true.
The outdoors as much. You know, mm-hmm. the curb appeal is important in the wintertime. Clearing off the snow, keeping, you know, dead plants, mm-hmm. cut them back, get rid of them. Don't leave a pumpkin or, you know, dead Christmas tree on the front porch. I always get tickled, you know, at Christmas time when we go and there's a dead rotted pumpkin on the front porch. I'm thinking, you know, really, let's get the house ready to show. Yeah. So those are important things, I think, mm-hmm. in the wintertime.
Well, very good. Well, believe it or not, we are out of time. So I can't believe it's gone by so fast. But if you want to find out more about how to sell your house in the wintertime, Lori, where can people contact you at?
Well, I would appreciate anyone emailing me at lori@callchoicerealty.com. My company is Choice Realty and Management here in Bloomington, and our phone number is 812-331-7353.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page. Mm-hmm.